The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
What's on your mind? Talk Radio Town Hall every Wednesday, and it's Wednesday, so Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the full hour to take your questions. What a great opportunity to talk one-on-one with your member of Congress. Any and all issues, welcome. Any questions, any comments, any challenges, any concerns, whatever you have, Congressman Cramer takes them all, so we appreciate his availability and scheduling this, putting it on the calendar every single week, every hour, give you a chance to visit with him, and you can do it very simply by calling us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email a question or comment into studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. By the way, when you call the numbers, you can press 1 and leave a message with your question or comment. You can press 2 and chat with us live on the air. So your choice. Some folks like to just ask the question and be done and get the answer, and others like to chat with them live and maybe have a follow-up, and that works fine too. So whatever works best for you. We are in Tioga, North Dakota today for the 1 Million Barrels, 1 Million Thanks event. Pretty extraordinary day when you think about it, that there's only 19 states that have ever done this, get to the million barrel mark. And by the way, there's only two that do it now, us and Texas. That's it. There's only 19 countries that have ever done it at one time. And this now puts us in a field of only 10 fields like it in the entire world that have gotten to this level. So pretty extraordinary when you think about what is happening. And, of course, the jobs. Every single drilling rig results in about 120 direct and indirect jobs. So pretty incredible when you think about that. We had a call coming during the break about the 1 million barrel event. Let's roll that. South Dakota listener today. You got that ready to roll there, Mr. Mitchell? Or do I need to feed you a caramel candy bar?
Yeah, that always helps.
I was just curious on that million barrel oil a day deal. I never have really heard how many barrels of oil can they get shipped off from North Dakota to like the refineries and stuff. And as far as opening up the shipping oil overseas and stuff, we should just kind of put shipping oil into the United States and maybe just try and supply our own oil for a while instead of depending on these other countries to start wars against us or whoever else they start wars against. And financing all the terrorists and that, we should just quit sending money and buying their oil so they can do all that fun stuff over there and like they like to do, and just support ourselves. That sounds like a better plan anyhow. Bye.
Well, there's a good place to start with our Talk Radio Town Hall participant, Congressman Kevin Cramer, today on the program. Thanks for the call, and Congressman Cramer, welcome.
Hey, Scott, good to be with you.
Don Kessel from Murex Petroleum just heard me say Congressman Kevin Cramer. He said, where's Kevin? I want to talk to him. So I said, as much as he'd like to be in Tioga today for the 1 million barrel celebration, there's something called votes and a congressional calendar that has you elsewhere, right?
There is no question about that. I am in the nation's capital. It is a very busy weekend. It's really been something, to say the least. So we're hard at work, Scott, trying to do good things and avoid bad things, but sometimes it's daunting, to say the least.
The caller just asked a question about how many barrels of oil we're able to export of the 1 million barrels we're now producing. And also talked to the second part of that question, to say maybe it's time to not take any imports. Just use our own oil. So those are two issues we hear from time to time. And obviously a major announcement yesterday that a new company that previously, not known real well in North Dakota, Enterprise, has announced that they're going to take on a bold project and take Bakken crude for the first time directly to Cushing, which would be about 325,000 barrels once that's up and running. So that's in the news as well. So your comments on our capacity, on how much oil we can export, and also the whole balance between what we import and what we use.
Sure. it's an interesting conversation, Scott, when you talk about exporting and importing, and could we close off imports when we become, you know, secure or independent enough to only use our own. I wouldn't support shutting off imports. What I would support is growing our domestic supply to the point where we can actually export and then be part of the global marketplace, because anytime you do that, it's good for consumers, it's certainly good for supply, it's good for influence in the world, which is important, it's good for job creation and in middle America, middle class America. You know, we certainly ought to, we ought to be fussy about who we buy from, but the first piece of this formula is to produce enough to where we can be exporting, and then to lift the export ban so that we have that availability. And interestingly, in a move that was very surprising, just yesterday, the United States Commerce Department actually opened the door a little bit to more U.S. oil exports. But they put a caveat in there, said as long as the crude is lightly processed. But that's pretty big. That tempers the impact of the ban to most overseas petroleum shipments that's been on now for the last four decades. So it was a big surprise, especially coming from this administration, that they're looking now at rules that would actually allow more export.
And that's been in place since 1975, so this is a significant move. Some people would say, well, why in the world would we want to export it? Because, obviously we want to have it here, have the supply here, so we have a little better control over the price side. What would you say to folks that don't like the idea of an export?
Sure. Well, you don't have any control over the price if you lock it into just the United States, because what you have then is you have a demand constraint, which leads to higher prices, and because what it leads to is a supply constraint. If you create a barrier, or you create your own sort of small market, monopoly market, you give an awful lot of the pricing authority really to the seller. And the way you grow supply is by growing demand. We know there's a lot of crude oil under the ground in the North American continent. If you can grow the demand by opening up international markets, then you don't hit this wall. Instead, you incent more supply, more development, more production. And then when you do that, we can become the price leader as opposed to the price taker. And, freedom always works. More markets, freer markets, generally lead to more choice and more development, but more importantly in that process, or as important in that process, is you create jobs, good paying jobs, entrepreneurial opportunities, economic opportunity for a country. You allow us to bring more of our fighting men and women home from the Middle East rather than out there protecting, international oil. You keep the terrorists from having this supply of money that comes from being the price taker, and plus you have influence in the world. So you take places like Europe, where currently Vladimir Putin is extending his influence through a supply of energy resources, and we get to step into that situation. It's much like what we've done with food over the last century or so, where we've been an exporter of excess crops and commodities.
The balance between the amount of oil that is shipped by rail versus pipeline in North Dakota and the capacity for each, do you know what that is? He was asking how much capacity we have to ship out, and obviously I mentioned yesterday an announcement by one pipeline company, and also a goal established by Governor Dalrymple to double the pipeline capacity, but obviously the rail capacity pretty significant right now as well. What is the total capacity, do you know?
Well, I don't know the number off the top of my head, but if you consider that we are producing 1 million barrels per day and over 70% of it, maybe 75% of it's being shipped by rail, it doesn't take a math genius to figure out that we're, what those numbers turn out to be, and that anytime you start adding 100,000 to 300,000 to 500,000 barrels of pipeline capacity every day, you're taking you're bringing that way closer to balance, and perhaps even to a more proper percentage being moved by the safest and most efficient way, and that is through pipelines rather than by rail. So I don't know exactly what it is, Scott, but clearly we're not stopping at a million barrels either. So as our production grows, so does our transportation capacity have to grow, and we're going to need all of the above to do that. But no question, pipelines are the safest and most economically and efficient way to move oil.
All right, let's get Bob in Grand Forks in. First call for Congressman Kevin Cramer, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Bob, your question.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Last week I read that there was a committee on the House committee on they were going to try to stop the funding for the waters of the U.S.
That's right.
With the EPA, and it was ruled to pass.
Yes.
To give the money for that, is that correct?
And, no, I think what you might have read, I don't believe that's right. Actually, on the House side, we will be pushing hard for an amendment, and it's not a layup by any stretch, Bob. You're exactly right. There's no layups here because there are some on both sides of the political aisle that are afraid to tackle this, but we're pushing hard for that amendment to prevail. It's not happened yet. We've not voted on it yet on the floor. We'll push for it on the floor. That is
hold that thought. We'll talk more about that after the break here. Congressman Cramer, Bob, hang tight.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night, it's ready the next morning, interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. June 24, 2014, gold opened at $1,322.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,370.62, $685.31 for a half ounce, or $342.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,370.62, $685.31, and $342.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
From Tioga today and the Million Barrels, Million Thanks event, North Dakota Petroleum Council putting this on. It is held at NESA Consulting Services in Tioga. If you're coming in for the events, the The door is open now, and folks are beginning to pour in. The event actually starts at 11 this morning, and the best way to take advantage of it and get here nice and easy is to park at the Farm Festival Building in Tioga, which if you come in on Highway 40 and you're heading north, you'll find just past Black Gold Suites on the west side of Highway 40, and then just up a bit on the east side of Highway 40 is, of course, the Nesset Consulting Services location. But they're doing parking and a shuttle service from the Tioga Farm Festival Building. And events go until 3 o'clock this afternoon. The big barbecue at noon, bus tours of North Dakota's first oil well, air tours of the Tioga area, all free. Air show at 11:30 with the Texas Flying Legends, and they also have an oil museum here at Nesset Consulting, so a lot to take in. Hope you get a chance to be here today. Wednesday means our Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Kramer is here taking your calls, questions, and comments. Before the break, John at Grand Forks asking specifically about some work recently in the House on the EPA open waters.
Right.
You were talking about some amendments.
Yeah,
Kevin,
actually, the bill is being debated right now. We're debating it on the floor today. We will have a vote on it probably tomorrow, and that is on the appropriations for the it's called the Water and Energy Appropriations Bill. This would be, if we pass that out tomorrow, that would be the sixth of the 12 appropriations bills that we have to pass under regular order to fund the government. The Senate has yet to pass a single one. Imagine that. Again, you know, we just keep working, Scott. But anyway, so we're pushing hard for an amendment that would restrict, they're called restriction amendments. And what our amendment would do would be restrict the EPA from using any of the appropriations to implement the Waters of the U.S. Rule out of the EPA and, of course, the Corps of Engineers. Now, it's, as I was saying to Bob, it's not a layup. We don't know for sure how it'll turn out, but we're trying our best to get that amendment in. If it doesn't, there are still a number of us, both in the Senate and the House, that wrote a letter, of course, to the agencies and pushing hard to get them to rein in on this. And this is, there's bipartisan support on both sides of this issue. Now, it's largely Republicans and then, of course, rural Democrats that are pushing against the rule because it is nothing more than a land grab. It is unconstitutional, in my view. It goes against the will of the Supreme Court, who has twice, the courts have twice told the EPA and the Corps of Engineers, you do not have wide open discretion on how you implement the Clean Water Act, and twice Congress has done the same. So it's not like this is, there's not a clarity. The EPA always says, well, we need to get clarity on this. Well, it's very clear. The clarity is you don't have the right to take this water and you don't have jurisdiction over it, so stop trying. So anyway, we're using every tool we can in the tool chest, including the appropriations process, to try and keep them from doing that.
All right, Bob, anything else?
We'll get an update on you for you too, Bob, here as quickly as we can on what the action might be. Because it is very fluid.
I did see in the Senate that there were bipartisan support for this also, but this is what I don't understand, and this administration is lawless, when the Supreme Court twice has said that you can't do this, and then still they keep pushing. It's just like the Supreme Court doesn't matter.
You know, it's sort of interesting, Bob, because the Supreme Court issued a ruling on the EPA just, you know, my days run into my nights, but it was either yesterday or the day before that was sort of interesting. It related to the greenhouse gas emissions rule, and it largely gave the EPA authority to continue its rulemaking, but it did limit its ability to change the law. And Justice Scalia wrote the opinion, and it'll be very interesting to see how lawyers and how people advocates respond to this, because he seemed to open the door to the idea that addressing this very specific issue of agencies are not allowed to alter the intent of the law. What they are allowed, unfortunately, to do, and he did say this in his opinion, is there, if they need to use discretion, then the best way to do it is to state, you can state transparently what laws you're willing to not enforce for a certain amount of time. And so you're going to see this played out not only in EPA rulemaking, you're going to see it played out in a lot of litigation against all of the agencies, and not the least of which will be Health and Human Services and the IRS as they carry out Obamacare. So you watch closely, but you are right. This administration always finds some loophole or some way to go back to the same issue over and over again, even though it's been rejected by both Congress and the courts.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Let's go to Fargo. Larry has a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Your call has ended.
All right. Yes, we know it's ended. Let's get rid of that call and go to Larry in Fargo. Hello, Larry in Fargo. Question on the Social Security office. Is that right?
Well, while I've been on hold, another question came up, but I want to get there first. I want to ask Congressman Cramer, why do you guys bother doing anything? Obama's not going to obey a law. Now for my question. How do I get a job with the Social Security Administration office here in Fargo where they shut down at 3 p.m.?
Well, I guess you'd have to apply before 3 p.m., Larry, or perhaps some other way to
hey,
apply
don't get smart with me.
Well, but seriously, they close
well,
at 3 o'clock, Larry?
I guess I'm not understanding. Are you interested in a job?
Their office closes at 3 p.m. No wonder the government's broke.
Well, I'll take that up with the Social Security Administration. I'll check into it. If your concern is that the office closes at 3 p.m., do you know what time they open? I don't have any idea. I've never been to the Fargo.
Well, I tried calling yesterday to get some information. All I get is a computer telling me our office closes at 3 p.m.
Sure. Okay, so I got that point. So why don't let me do this. Let me check into it, see what their office hours are in Fargo, find out when they have people there. I don't, find out how many people they have there. If you're having a concern with the Social Security Administration, we'd be happy to open a case for you in our Fargo office with one of our caseworkers. And we generally get pretty good results when we interview.
I want to know why it isn't open 8 hours a day.
I want to know why citizens
can't call to ask questions and get help.
Well, like I said, if you're having trouble with the Social Security Administration, we'll put a caseworker on it. We'll contact them. They're generally pretty good about responding to members of Congress and to our phone calls. So we can ask that question. And then if you're interested in the application for a job, we can probably help you guys. We'll get that for you.
I think he was joking there, but I think the larger point is just why in the world would an office close at 3 o'clock? Seems like it doesn't.
Yeah, it seems bizarre to me, but nothing, like I said, nothing around here surprises me anymore unless they're trying to save some money by not having people work so much.
Also, was that a budget cut somewhere along the line? Or?
Yeah.
I wish they'd close the IRS at about,
noon.
Yeah. All right, let's get Jerry and Williston here for Congressman Cramer. 800-228-0550 on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Question, Jerry?
Yes, I do. Congressman Cramer,
Jerry.
I called you a couple of weeks ago about VA, two levels of service. And I don't think you understood what I was talking about. I'm going to give you just one example because there's a lot of differences. But about 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with skin cancer, and I live in Williston. The closest dermatologist was Bismarck. So I had to go to Bismarck, and I got to Bismarck, and I did have skin cancer.
You did not?
I did have.
Okay.
So I had to have radiation treatment, and they weren't sure if Williston at that time had the facilities for radiation treatment, and if they wouldn't have, I'd have had to stay in Bismarck for 45 days, because I had to go in once a day for 45 days. Well, I couldn't have stayed because I'm in the class where they don't pay for your motels or meals or your mileage.
All right, hang on. Hold that thought, Jerry. Hold that thought. We have to go to a break. You can finish telling us about the two classes, and we'll get Kevin's answer when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
When the tank's on low, head for PetroServe USA locations. Hi, friend Scott Hamm here to tell you where I fill up. PetroServe USA, you know why? They help America feel better. 100% American-made fuels. The choice of the pump, that's what you get from a PetroServe USA location. Bismarck to Mandan to Valley City and Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. They're in Dilworth and Glendon, up in Bemidji, down in Wappan. There's a location near you, and they have the 4-for-4 deal. That's right. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce fountain pop, or a coffee's $4. Great way to start the day, the 4-for-4 deal. And that's all day, every day. For lunch or dinner, a single topping, hot stuff pizza, 2 cookies, 20-ounce fountain pop, 4-for-4. Here's some other great deals of June. The Deli Express Double XL Charbroil with Cheese, or the Double XL Chicken with Cheese, or the Barbecue Rib Double XL, all $2.99. Chex Mix for 99 cents, or Jack Link's 10-ounce beef sticks at $1.09. Just some of the great specials you'll find at a PetroServe USA location near you, helping America feel better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The hour, it's the Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, taking your calls, questions, and comments. 800-228-0550. One more time, nice and slow. 800-228-0550. I'm in Tioga today for the Million Barrel Celebration, Million Barrel Thanks event, taking place at NASA Consulting Services. Hope folks stop on by. Events go till 3 o'clock today, and they get things underway here in about a half hour, so should be fun. And they have a lot of goodies they're giving away. Million barrel medallions, and my personal favorite, the chocolate oil barrels filled with caramel, little candy bars that is courtesy of NASA Consulting Services and made by Mikey's Country Candy in Burlington, North Dakota. So I'm loading my pockets up with those for both Todd Mitchell and also you, Congressman Cramer, just because you're missing out today.
So wait, I don't think either one of us want the ones that are sitting in your pockets all
day. No, I was thinking the same thing. That's if you could put some in a cooler or a box.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, come on here. I don't know about the congressman, but if it's been sitting in your pocket for the whole ride back from Tioga, I'm not sure I want to throw it in my mouth, you know?
I'll get some dry ice for you then.
There you go. Now you're talking.
Hey, with regard to Jerry's point, I understand it better. If there's a two categories, or maybe there are more than that, even or classes or whatever you'd call it, based on whether it's the service or the injury or the illness or whatever the case might be, that pays them their different reimbursements. I suspect that may be what's at play here, and honestly, I'm not aware of two different categories or classes or multiple classes. So we'll track that down. But I might, Jerry, if you're still there, I'd like to have you either stay on, or we'll get somebody in contact with you personally directly, so we can check on this, on your case specifically, but then, you know, translate that into a broader policy position to see if we can't do something about the access issue, because we certainly have had a lot of cooperation lately on changing the accessibility to VA services.
And Jerry dropped off, but okay. if he would, I thought he actually was going to finish a little more of his story there, but he's gone. If Jerry calls back, Shane, if you wouldn't mind getting his contact information, we'll forward that on to...
Yeah, I'd really like to follow through on this, because his specific example of his skin cancer situation, Bismarck being the closest dermatologist, which, by the way, he's fortunate it was that close, because we're trying, as you know, to create a network that's much closer to home, and we've made some tremendous progress in that regard in recent legislation that allows our veterans to go to non-VA facilities with much less paperwork and bureaucracy.
Well, he also said that there was, you know, two classes, and he started talking about the fact that he couldn't stay in Bismarck because he wasn't in the class where his accommodations
were reimbursed properly. Yeah. Right. Yeah, and we'll check on that as well. So we'll, in the meantime, we'll check on it as a general policy position. But then I still want to get more information specifically for him so that we could, it would help us track down not only his case, but track down this policy that may need some fixing, to say the least.
All right, back to the calls here. Wally in Butte, Montana, listening on 550K Fire. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Wally, go ahead.
Yeah, a simple question. 99% of the people I talk to don't have a clue what you could do with $1 trillion and for how many years.
Sure.
And was just wondering if could be explained in layman's terms, you know, how many cars could I buy every day for how many years? Or how many houses could I buy every week, you know, in terms of dollars per day? It'd be nice if the public could hear what trillion actually is.
Sure. Well, a trillion boggles my mind. It gets beyond my comprehension in terms of actually what it is mathematically or what you could do with it. I do know that, that you know, $1 trillion is roughly what our debt was here not long ago, or our deficit spending every year. We've got that number down to closer to $500 billion now. But somebody could do some math. I'm sure there's some wonderful illustrations out there. I remember one time an illustration of what $1 billion was, or what $1 billion means. It's like 1 billion seconds ago Christ walked the earth, just to put 1 billion into some concept, context. But you take 1 million billions and you have 1 trillion.
Yeah, I can give you a quick sample, and I learned this from Glenn Beck. It's $1 a second, 24 hours a day, for 32,000 years. That would allow you to buy a $30,000 car, a $50,000 pickup every day, and still have 86,400 a day is what it amounts to.
It's a big number. It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and I'd like to know how the people in Washington got a $17 trillion in debt.
Well, the way we got $17 trillion in debt, and well, now 17 and a half and continuing, is by spending more money than is taken in. And it's simply borrowing it and printing it, and it all has the same supply side outcomes as any other commodity. The problem is when you're talking about money, you're talking about something that's could be devastating, obviously, ultimately, not only to the economy, but then ultimately to every human being that's paying taxes and that relies on government and the national defense of our country and the entire world. So, yeah, the way it's done is by spending more money than we're receiving, which is why I am such a strong advocate for an amendment to the United States Constitution that requires a balanced budget. Because without an amendment to the Constitution, I don't know that you'll ever see the discipline here to deal with it. Now, on the discretionary side, we've made tremendous strides in the last 2 to 3 years. On the non-discretionary side, that is the Medicare, Social Security side, which in a unified budget does count against the debt. And I know some people want to argue that, but our deficit spending will never get under control or even close to dealing with the debt until we try to sustain those entitlement programs well into the future.
Appreciate the call, Wally. Thank you. Let's go to Williston and Brian, listening on 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, where we're broadcasting live here today. Go ahead, Brian.
Good morning.
Hi, Brian.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Good morning, Congressman Kramer. I got cut off just right at the introduction last week, so I apologize for missing it. Thank you for your service to us. I really appreciate
it. Thank you.
But what I wanted to kind of speak about last week and ask you a question is to see, for instance, dealing with the IRS scandal and what's going on with all these missing emails. Of course, you know, none of us really, only 27% of the country even believes that really occurred.
Right.
Knowing how deep the NIS is it? Or, no, NSA.
NSA, right.
It's a different acronym. Knowing how deep the NSA has been involved even in our private lives and so forth, and knowing that they copy every email coming in or out of Washington,
right.
Why don't we just approach with an independent inspector through Congress, an active Congress, to approach the NSA to be able to get those emails from them?
You know, that actually has crossed a lot of people's minds and has been talked about to some degree, because you know full well, and you're raising the fundamental point that, you know, when the IRS director was in front of the Ways and Means Committee, I think it was on Friday, and he was supposedly so offended by the fact that Paul Ryan said he didn't believe him and nobody believes them. What astounded me was that nobody does believe him. And even the 20-some percent that say they believe him are, I can't believe they actually intellectually believe them. They just want to defend them because they're currently defending the Obama administration. Nobody really believes those emails are destroyed and gone, or that they didn't do it on purpose. I mean, that it's implausible. And you've just given one example of how you could probably find those emails. But there are far more pragmatic, practical ways to get those emails back as well that they've just chosen not to do. And so nobody actually believes them. But what astounds me and concerns me and frightens me, quite frankly, is that the IRS has made a determination, along with whoever else, you know, the White House and whoever else, that lying to the public with a lie that nobody in the public believes is better for them than the evidence that we want to get. In other words, the evidence would show a far worse story than them knowingly lying about losing it. It's that bad. And the reason I say frightening is to think that the IRS, with all of its power over people, has gone to this level of corruption that the director would say with a straight face to members of Congress that, you know, that he doesn't think there's anything to apologize for, and they're doing all they can. It's beyond me.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate the call very much. Going to keep rolling here. Mike and Stanley, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. Are you there, Mike? Lost Mike. Chuck and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind for the Congressman. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You were looking for an example of what $1 trillion would be. I heard this on one of the scientific programs on TV. If you take a dollar bill and go end to end from the Earth, clear to the moon, around the moon, and back to the Earth again, if you do that 8 times, you'll have $1 trillion. Now, if we look at the $16 trillion debt that we have, that comes to 128 trips. To the moon, end to end, with a dollar bill. That's a rough idea of what $1 trillion would look like there, if that helps out.
Yeah, no, add another trillion and a half to the 16 and you're where we are today. No.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
It's a great illustration. I like the other thing, too, though, about being able to, you know, how many automobiles you could buy and stuff, the examples he had, it tries to put it in some context that perhaps we can actually comprehend.
Oh, yes. And just real quick on the Keystone Pipeline, it does. If we go through with any type of pipeline, the bottom line is the oil is going to get there one way or another.
Right.
And if we truck it through, think of how the trucks impact the roads, the carbon footprint, the diesel, all the people that have to be involved in those trucks. And if you go, I have friends that are in the railroad, too. You look at all the things that the railroad has to do. The pipeline is absolutely the safest way to go. These people that are understandably very concerned, but, you know, they might be overly passionate in how they see and believe things. When you sit down to it and you do the math and you look at things, these pipelines are absolutely the safest way to go. Once they're there, it's incredibly safe. It's very secure. And believe me, the companies do not want any problems.
There's no advantage to a leak, right, for anybody.
There's no advantage. There's nobody going around saying, you know, we're going to turn this off and we're going to flood this field and cause a bunch of problems. Absolutely no. These people, are, believe it or not, are of the highest integrity. They want to be successful. They want to turn a profit. And this pipeline, when you look at it, it's very hard. Once it's there and the dirt's thrown back over it, the land is returned, you can't see what is there. And it's very, very secure. And when you look at how many accidents you have with trucks, you look at the problems you've had with the railroad, and I do have friends in the railroad, they are of the utmost integrity. Just the flooding and a lot of things deteriorate the tracks and just the heavy use. Accidents happen. Anything made by the hands of man, something's going to happen along the way. But when it comes to security, when it comes to integrity, and it comes to the highest quality and the safest way to do it, that pipeline is it. And
Chuck,
there's a lot of very
Good, great comments today.
Makes
sorry we're up against
point.
The clock, but I think Kevin was nodding the whole time. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Mike and Stanley, when we come back, RT and Ariska, Sally and Grand Forks for Congressman Kevin Crick.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The Czech Office is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Final segment of the program, What's on Your Mind, and a full bank of calls, which is pretty customary on What's on Your Mind. Always encourage those calls to come in early on Talk Radio Town Hall for our guest, Congressman Kevin Kramer, so we can get you all in. We'll try as best we can here to get the rest of these in. I did need to ask Congressman Kramer about a historic event yesterday, a hearing in Congress specifically about some significant issues that have been in the news at Spirit Lake Reservation, something I know you've been working long and hard on. How'd it go yesterday, Ken?
Well, it was a very good hearing. It lasted over 2 hours. And there were really only, well, three members of Congress, myself, and Chairman Young, and then the ranking Democrat that did all the questioning. And Chairman Young, for the most part, turned the hearing over to me to chair. There were a few things that came out of it that I think are the takeaways, the highlights. One is there's got to be more transparency. As long as there's secrecy on the reservation, as long as reporters aren't allowed in, to everything, and the meetings aren't more open, there will always be suspicion, and suspicion is usually even more elaborate than reality in many cases, although it's hard to imagine it being any worse than the reality up there. The other real big takeaway for me was the lack of a separation of powers. That is to say, judges who are hired and fired on a whim of the tribal council, you'll never have justice in a situation like that. The tribal courts have to be like other courts. They have to be separate from the executive and the legislative branches of their government. Otherwise, every time the tribal council doesn't like the outcome or a decision by a judge, they get fired, and then they just recently hired one that's not even qualified to be a lawyer, much less a judge. And they got to fix those two things. And then finally, the police, whether it's the tribal police or the BIA police, it seems that they just aren't getting the job done. They're just not doing their job. They're not writing reports. The tribal prosecutor did not testify in person yesterday, but has stated that if he could just get police reports done on these investigations of crimes against children, he could prosecute a lot more cases. So while the federal government has prosecuted, the high-profile murders, we're seeing little to no prosecutions of abuse against children that don't lead to a death. And we've got to do a lot better. So there's a lot of work yet to do, but at least we're engaged. And I really appreciate the whistleblowers, the heroes, the advocates up there that are keeping the fire burning underneath us to make sure we keep moving forward. We don't need, there are all kinds of commissions over the decades that have come up with nice plans that they put on shelves, and we don't need any more commissions. We need real oversight and real response, real results.
All right. Very, very, very interesting. By the way, some good reporting on that. A lot of national stories about it, and I saw one of them posted on your Facebook page, so if folks want to find out more about that, hope they follow it. Historic day. Glad we're getting to the bottom of it. I know it's come up in this show before. It's why I brought it up today again. All right. Last chance on calls here. Mike and Stanley's back after we had an issue with his line earlier. So, Mike, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm traveling. My question kind of triggered by that previous conversation about the national debt.
Sure.
And maybe you can educate me, educate the public on
probably
something. We've been paying countries like Japan, Korea, Vietnam, and dozens, if not hundreds, of other countries billions of dollars every year. We're cutting them checks to I guess fix the damage done by war. But I'm sitting there thinking Japan was in the 1940s, Korea was in the 1950s, Vietnam in the 60s, and yet we continue to pay them billions of dollars a year. And if you add that up, and why are we paying these countries so much money?
Okay, that's a great question. It is a point of tremendous debate. Every time an appropriations bill comes up in the House, we have amendments, and we could go after some of the foreign aid spending and scrutinize it. We've been able to find a few cuts here and there. There are two things, and I would agree with the first one is that, we don't have to pay reparations for the rest of our lives on some things. No other defeated nation gets the kind of aid from the nations that defeated them for good reason, in some cases, certainly in ours, for eternity. That said, the legitimate use of foreign aid, of course, is to utilize it for influence in the world and for our own national security. So where there are places where foreign aid actually stabilizes a country and creates a friend and allows us to save national security money or national defense money, that might have a legitimate reason beyond the humanitarian reasons. So, every piece of foreign aid needs to be continuously scrutinized, and in the context of a $17 trillion debt, it needs to be even scrutinized further. So I get your point right on it, and we can certainly do a lot more and use better discretion.
Let's go next to RT in Arisca for Congressman Craver. Quick question, you would, RT, so we can get an answer in.
Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, RT.
It's RT here. Yeah. My question is, and my concerns are with what is going on in Iraq with ISIS, what we're doing there, why we're going back in, maybe why we are doing it quite so late in the game when we should have maybe been proactive when they were in their staging areas or nipped it in the bud. And I'll go back even farther. I think we've had a complicit hand in arming them with funneling of arms that came from Libya and then arming these opposition groups to Assad in Jordan and in Syria. And I think we've made our own monster, our own Frankenstein, and now we're stuck with a really bad situation. What are your concerns and what are your comments?
Well, you've just articulated it as well as I could. I would say beyond that, that this is the problem that we're having today, is that there's still not a long-term plan that our president has outlined. So as long as the current administration in Iraq, you know, locks out the Sunnis and wants to have a sort of a one-dimensional government, you're going to create enemies, and that's part of the problem. Our exit from there, remember the generals were recommending a troop force of like 20,000 or at the minimum 10 to 15,000 to maintain stability. And when it's like I talked about before with foreign aid, when you remove yourself from a situation, and we do that in the United States, and we're weary, we're war weary, and we're certainly broke. But when you remove yourself,
there's consequences.
The bad guys will fill, and that's going to cost you more later.
That's what they're doing right now. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thanks so much. Sorry we didn't get to all the calls. Do me a favor, call earlier next week, Wednesday, for the Talk Radio Town Hall from Tioga, where things are getting underway for the Million Barrel event. I'm Scott Hillman. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how National Radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177. And help me help you bring your business to the next level.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.